the glove don't fit. Must acquit.
Let's see. So many things to talk about. And by that I mean really nothing.
Oh, welcome to ARK. Oh, wait. Oh, you already started. Never mind. Yeah. I'm here, Adam.
Let's talk about Mega Man 9. Just kidding. Let's talk about OJ. OJ, okay, I could finally sleep at night.
You can.
Because OJ Simpson is back in the news. We have to make a special segment for OJ back in the news. OJ is back in the news, back on trial in Vegas.
Is he fleeing the country?
No, he's standing strong.
Okay.
As an old black veteran NFL player and a icon. No, I don't know. To the thugs. OJ is back and he's meaner than ever.
All right.
Oh, you know what? It would be cool if we can get that sound clip of him robbing the place in Vegas.
Well, that'd be crazy.
I think I get the sound clip, and then you could add it at the end or something.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, you mother. Anyways, lighter news. Did you hear about the Xbox 360 poll?
Yes.
For Obama and McCain, I guess Obama won.
Oh, I thought it was still going.
People do not know, huh?
I thought the poll was still going.
No, it's on 1UP. I'm looking at it right now, 1UP.com. They have Obama wins the poll by like 12%.
I saw it on Kotaku.
Because I guess people are idiots. Anyways,
Superintended.
What else?
Oh. I do have something to say.
Oh! Predator 3 might be coming.
Might.
He wants to make Predator 3, and he wants John Davis, I guess, is the director, and he wants Schwarzenegger to star in it. Ooh, it's far from official, but, you know.
And then we're going to get the game from the movie.
I would watch that movie. I'd pay to watch it at the movies. Predator 3? Oh, my God. Just like Rambo 6 or whatever, 10? Yeah. I don't know. 13 and a half. And you hear about Amazon's MP3 comes on the Android phone?
Really? No, I have not heard
on
of that.
For T-Mobile's G1 Android Google phone?
No.
Amazon just announced that MP3 music store that it'll be preloaded to the Google phone for T-Mobile.
That seems like something.
I don't know. Verizon better get something good because once I start making the income and I make a better iPhone, I might get an iPhone. I would not buy the one right now, the 3G, not at all. But I might get one if it has more memory than my iPod. And I don't know how big they go right now, but I think they go like 16 gigs for the iPhone, right? That's the maximum.
Memory. It's flash memory, not hard drive.
What's the flash memory then?
Well, 16 is probably the highest. I know they have a 4 and I think an 8. I don't know.
Yeah, I need more space. That's not going to cut it for me. My 32 gig iPod Touch, which, by the way, has revolutionized my life. I can check email. I set up my Gmail. I can't get Hotmail on it.
You probably have to get a third-party company to do it. I heard
that. Yeah, you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
You can only do a free trial at izzymail.com or something like that. I was reading. But Hotmail doesn't do that because Hotmail, I read it's like an advertised business. But yet, I go to my Hotmail page. I don't see any ads.
Me either.
But I don't know. Maybe Ask Leo is on crap. Have you been to that website, AskLeo.com? Not Leo Laporte, some fat guy.
Yeah, I have, actually.
Yeah, he was talking about it, and I was like, oh, all right, Leo, I'll take your word for it. And Same reason why you can't take Madden's word for it in Madden to go for the conversion. Anyways. Yeah, so I just basically transferred. You know how my MSN email is my primary email?
Yeah.
That is no longer. That is it. People, I think right now you wanna play the bagpipes when somebody dies. Dun 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 dun. You know the bagpipes
song? Yeah.
When like a soldier dies, well, play that music. Well, not really. I'm just in your head. It is the end of an era. Randman89@msn.com is officially dead.
Okay. And what is it gone to?
Actually, it's not dead. It's just that one kid that you adopted and you treat the rest of your biological kids good and you feed them well, but you treat that adopted kid like crap and you keep them in the corner. That's what that email is now, because I have really nothing on it.
Really?
The only thing I do get is your dig things, which I want you to switch or tell me how to switch, so I can get your emails that you dig into my Gmail account, because that's my main thing. I move my MySpace, I move my YouTube, my Facebook, my Twitter. Last.fm,
a friend feed.
Photo Bucket, Ustream, everything is on my Gmail account.
Okay.
And Yahoo, it's just kind of like a secondary email, and so is my AIM. So all three of those are on my iPhone, iPod Touch. I mean, and I can check it. The only thing I don't like is that they're marked unread when I read them in my iPod. But when I go to my mail on my laptop, they're still marked as unread, even though I read them somewhere else. I guess the technology is too advanced for that.
I think it's possible.
And I'm drinking a nice cold blueberry blast beverage. Power drink.
I had a strawberry smoothie.
From where?
Trader Joe's. Yes.
The other day I had a freaking In-N-Out. For the first time in their life, they got an order wrong.
Really?
I asked for a chocolate and vanilla shake, and they gave me a chocolate. No. Yeah, they gave me a strawberry and vanilla shake. Never had strawberry. Never wanted to. Never desired it, but it was not half bad. I have to admit, I couldn't take it back.
So maybe it wasn't a complete failure.
No, it wasn't like those stupid people on Dig. Epic fail. No, fail. It was not a fail. It was just a mistake, but it was a good mistake.
I could try that.
Just like how OJ got off of his first trial, that was a good mistake. Just kidding. And let's touch a little bit upon those PC. I'm a PC ad campaign.
Anyone?
Did they kill Jerry Seinfeld?
Did they kill him? I don't know.
Did they kill him off?
I kind of
did. They exterminate him? Did they fire him?
Did they bury him deep underground in the?
Did they dissect his DNA to put him into clone robots for Jerry's Terminators to take over the world, and Arnold could be in the Terminator 6? That parallels along with the Predator 4 storyline. Then when Rambo comes for Rambo 13, he comes from the space-time continuum warp from the via the Terminator system.
And they gotta take down
Bill. And David Hasselhoff comes and sings. And that's called Baywatch 14, the movie.
What?
On TV series. Following 90210. Season 4. You know 90210's back?
Yeah, I heard of it.
I wish I didn't know that, but I do.
I will not watch
it. I used to watch that show,
the old one,
unwillingly when I was like 5, when it was on the TV.
Yeah. I kind of did the same too. I didn't get it though.
Same thing, a lot of those TV experiences were not my fault when I was young, but back to the PC ads. After killing Jerry Seinfeld, I guess they got this. They got the guy in the beginning that looks like the PC guy from the Mac ads. Except he sounds like he has a plugged up nose. Like I'm a PC, like a and I'd be made into a stereotype. And then they get like this. They get freaking everybody. They go to Africa. PC. I'm a PC. And they get freaking like Mexicans and people with glasses and people with jeans. I wear jeans. I'm a PC and I wear jeans, denim. I wear navy blue.
Yeah.
Or navy blue. Oh. I'm a PC and I'm an Apple genius. At the genius bar.
It was funny what the last thing said.
Are they gonna do? I'm a Zune. Anyways.
I'm a 360. I play.
Have you seen Steve Ballmer? I'm a PC.
I love this company. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I love this company because I run it. Even though I have Bill Gates' hand up my arse, doing everything, but he retired in quotes.
He's not completely.
Even
retired.
Though he's in his stupid commercial himself. I'm a PC too, and I'm packing groceries for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
But no, they're pretty good commercials.
I liked the Seinfeld and Bill Gates one better.
Oh yeah, I mean those were like miniature shows.
That's why
you
could
do psychological study and see what the reason why people like them and why people don't. I wouldn't be surprised if people that hated Seinfeld hated those commercials.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Does your cousin like those commercials?
Yeah, he said. Well, he said it was hilarious.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So he liked it.
It's not a surprise. See, if they did a freaking, if they did it, if they picked Will Smith to do it instead of Seinfeld, I would probably love them because I love Fresh Prince.
How would have that gone down?
That wouldn't have not happened in the history of life.
It wouldn't, but...
Nope. Bill Gates sing with the black man? I'm just kidding.
Nah, I don't know how that would go. Like, would they do a Fresh Prince show with Bill Gates in it?
No, they gotta have jazz in there. Jazz. And then Bill Gates throws him out of his mansion. Ah!
Oh, yeah.
But,
That'd be something. What if Microsoft just started doing that with a bunch of shows?
Like they got it. They had the money too.
They're like, just put Bill Gates in it, and then he's like in the show.
They probably made money trees by now. Microsoft money trees. Probably invested in it. Mm. They said, "Oh, this AIDS research, and really, it's money tree research." Mm. So, what do you think of the Cowboys leading the? What do you think of the Cowboys leading the NFC? Are they leading? Yep, 3-0. Niners 2-1.
Why are you asking me?
Bills at 3-0. AFC.
I'm hungry.
Titans 3-0. They don't even have Vince Young. What was your upset special of the week?
What?
Your upset special.
Upset special?
Yeah, like an upset special is when a team that's really good is expected to beat the other team, but the upset is the underdog team wins. That's your upset special of the week. That's your pick.
Why you ask me these questions? I don't know anything. Okay. Well, I can make stuff up, but then I just sound like a fool.
That's the point. Make stuff up to make it. Never mind.
Think I can't even make this stuff up.
What's your upset special for the election? What's your upset special in life?
Palm trees.
Palm trees?
Yes, palm trees.
What? How are palm trees gonna upset something? What are they gonna upset?
My house, you know. And then they could fall on my house.
You know those bushes I have around my house?
Yeah.
Those are like my palm trees. So your palm trees are like those bushes. They're like all over your house.
They're just waiting there to fall on me. Yeah. when we're sleeping. Boom.
Yeah, that huge giant tree, my grandma always worries, the one that, you know, the big tree on her yard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a windy day, it's going to just follow her.
Boom.
Fresh me.
Oh, mijo, get out from under the tree.
Volver, volver, volver.
Breaking news.
What's breaking news?
And you know the makers of Halo Wars?
Yeah, they're closing down?
Yes, they released some information that they were making a Halo MMO.
What the... Here comes a John C. Dvorak moment.
There you go. There's
only, some bull.
There's some images.
Halo of, MMO?
Huh?
Shut up, ho. MMO? Halo MMO. Are you serious?
If you look at the images, it kind of looks like nothing like Halo.
What the heck just happened? Oh.
I looked through all the pictures. Some of them are like made-up characters. And I do not see the Halo franchise as an MMO. It would not work. I think they did this on their spare time. They were like,
"What are they doing to Halo? Why? I'm even afraid to say Bungie because I don't even know who does Halo anymore. Microsoft, Bungie, Unknown Studio, Ensemble Studios. Who freaking knows? Why are they freaking taking a screwdriver and plunging it right up Master Chief's green thing?
His brain, up in his brain where the socket for the Halo Matrix goes.
What are they doing? They're doing. We're gonna call it
the Halo conspiracy.
No, we're gonna call it
what?
What did I hear today at English class?
Oh, you should know.
I'm just gonna call. Okay, what are they? Let's call it the Sonic effect.
The Sonic effect.
Sonic the Hedgehog is.
Oh.
Yes, you already know. You already know the connotations that come up when you just say Sonic. You think of
mobile cell phones.
Screwing, raping, and stretching his hole. And I don't mean his pie hole. They're raping him and prostituting Sonic into so many different platforms.
And occasional tales with him.
Right now, I could probably download on the iTunes store. Right now. A Sonic game for this iPod Touch I hold in front of my face. I could get a Sonic game on this Verizon
cell phone.
Phone chocolate. I could get Sonic on my Xbox 360. I could get Sonic right now if I type in Sonic Flash game in Google.
And play Sonic online.
I can smoke a doobie and play Sonic in my head. Sonic is everywhere. Mario... Nintendo's doing a different approach. They're keeping Mario pure, but not in a good way. Because you're seeing Mario Super Sluggers 10,000. Mario Tennis. Mario Croquet. Mario Badminton. Mario Lawn Bowling. Mario... what's the thing? Racquetball.
Mario playing a console. Watch him play a console.
Play Mario to play the game. Mario. You play him to control the control...
of the controller miniature
to
Mario.
Play his game. A Sonic, nah.
That's worse.
Sonic was a pure franchise, good, clean, fun. He brought some spice into the Sega name.
Sega. Sega.
Yeah.
Sega.
And a little foreshadowing of that Sonic getting. Rape the Sonic franchise was when they did Sonic 3D Blast. That was like a little hint, like, "Hey Sega, here's Sonic's destiny. We're just gonna kill him."
They
I don't know what they're gonna do with that Sonic. What Dark Brotherhood Chronicles? What?
Yeah, it's Sonic with the deep story.
They're trying to do the Mario RPG, which really was successful, but. I don't know how this one's gonna be. I'm not gonna ever play it. You probably will.
Yeah, I could try.
But other than that, the new Sonic games all require him to save mankind, collecting seven
emeralds
and diamond plates and freaking
crystal cherry shards and
who knows what godmothers and fairies and
pirates and ninjas,
moon crystals and meth. Just like, all you have to collect so many things, like, whatever happened to just running.
Running around and crouching and turn into a ball. Just like roll.
Yeah. Hey, throw the spin dash in there. I know the first Sonic, they didn't have spin dash, but
they brought it into the second one.
Now they have, like, Sonic can float in the air using telekinesis. Like, what? You got the telekinesis power-up upgrade.
Oh, that's
you got the robotic leg now. You have more traction to your...
Your parents are made out of robots. That's actually from the comics of Sonic, but anyways.
You know what also messed up is when they paralleled that Sonic story along with the Sonic comics. They're like three different comics.
And do you know what made it worse? Was the Sonic cartoon. Sonic.
Yeah, and the cartoon. I don't even...
The new ones.
I don't want to kill my childhood. I used to watch the old cartoon that was like the original. Didn't take anything serious. It was like Looney Tunes, but with Sonic. Then they got the serious one. Yeah.
The serious one's the one that's... I think they stopped doing it because they ran out of stories to do in the Sonic
universe. No, the old serious one.
No, but...
On their planet.
Oh.
The planet animals talked.
Yeah.
The new one is what they go along with the game. But anyways, enough about Sonic. I don't even know what I was talking about. What was I talking about?
Halo.
When I went into Sonic. Oh!
That's way back. Halo.
Halo! Halo!
Wow, we went out.
Why are they doing that to Halo? Just make Halo 4. Make it. You don't even have to make it along with it. Just make a Halo. Just bring the Halo essence of Halo 1, that 30 seconds of fun, okay?
And maybe put it to it
into more 30 seconds of fun.
Maybe a minute. More a minute of fun.
Yeah, maybe even a minute of fun, even though that's pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
To keep someone so excited on the edge of their seat for a minute.
I like the story of the Halo games, like the way they, I don't know, I liked it. It seemed, the first one seemed real mysterious.
Yeah, and then the third one just fell apart, like, honestly.
Yeah, the second one was probably the best one.
I still to this day do not know what happened. Just know that.
He's in space right now.
Space. Yes, space.
In a broken ship.
And Flood. I don't even know Flood, what happened to Flood. I just know Flood exists.
Yeah. They never got rid of the grave mind guy.
Yeah, I don't even see. Yeah.
I mean, they're going to do more in the Halo universe, but the story that they did has kind of finished. Like,
Master Chief
trying to maybe stop the aliens.
Or he could land in like another planet and then he finds a black hole.
It could get either worse or better.
And he goes into a black hole, and he lands in Halo Wars. And when you have the same data, save data on your Xbox 360 as Halo 4, when he goes into the black hole, and you have the, you put in your, pop in your Halo Wars disc, you combine that data, or the Xbox 360 detects it, and then it puts Master Chief into Halo Wars.
It could, but I mean,
and he saves his friend Pete from the book.
Oh,
Sarah.
Do you know what they could do? The book. They should find the rest of the Spartans. Maybe they could do another three games off of that. Because I don't think they died. They just disappeared in the battle in one of the books.
Yeah, I don't remember the books. I bet they made like three other books by now.
They did. I never read the rest. I only have the one that you had, and I read it. Oh, okay, go spit your loogie. Enjoy yourself.
Had a spit. Had some phlegm. But
And they can't put Master Chief in Halo Wars because it's a prequel, kind of, it's made before Halo 1. It's set.
That is why in Halo 4 he goes into the black hole. He goes back in time.
Okay.
Or he might even go into the black hole and appear in France where they're doing the Hadron Collider.
Oh.
And you see a commercial. Out. Me and you see a commercial. Oh my god. Master Chief appears. And it's really viral marketing from Bungie. From the Peter Jackson movie. And it's a disconnect in reality. Everything just falls apart. You know, I heard a weird conspiracy theory on No Agenda where the guy was like talking about, he thinks that Hadron Collider that spins is creating all this like weird weather, because he said in England the weather was like blue, no cloud in the sky, everything was, weather was perfect. And it's never like that in England in September.
Yeah.
But like when it was spinning, remember you got all these hurricanes, but I don't know. It's a bunch of bull, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I'm just happy about Terminator, not Terminator, Predator 3. Well, Predator 3 and Rocky 6, 5.
I got another weird and crazy kind of thing. You know the game, dude, Bejeweled? You know,
yeah.
The casual game? What's coming to Warcraft?
Is Halo Bejeweled?
No, it's coming to Warcraft. I don't get why they're doing that.
What?
Yes, Bejeweled is coming to Warcraft. I've never played it. I know you haven't either, but I read that.
I haven't played Warcraft.
None of them. I've played none of them. But
wait! The game is going to be within Warcraft?
Yes, within.
Why can't you just play Bejeweled
like in a separate window? The reason they're like putting it in is because
in your pocket.
What was
handheld device?
They're putting it in because it allows players to get rid of time when they're on long, tedious tasks like waiting for raids or gold.
It's called getting a life if you're freaking waiting for like a character to do something.
And they don't have to put it in the game.
Take out the trash. Go breathe some air. Go get out of the basement.
Go stretch your legs.
Cleanse your lungs from that dust.
Throw the chips off your chest.
Your mom was making your freaking...
Throw the chips off your chest.
Your sloppy joes.
Go make a good sandwich. You know,
yeah,
you might enjoy
that. Make your... Do something,
come
man.
Come back. Oh, okay. Actually, sandwich would be good right now.
Yeah, I had some tamales. So.
Anything would be kind of good. Maybe some meat right now.
I remember you used to eat... Wait, what did you... You used to eat something by itself. I don't know what it was. The wieners?
I used to eat butter by itself?
No, that's just wrong.
That was me when I was a kid. I used to eat butter.
Didn't you used to eat the Oscar Mayer wieners by themselves?
Oscar Mayer wieners? What? Oh, you mean just the hot dogs?
Yeah, the hot dogs.
Yeah, I just get them raw and cold and just eat it.
Yeah.
But it was kind of bad. It left a slimy taste and feel in your mouth. I was like, ugh. And then you had to go drink some water. And now you can see the effects, what if it's done to me.
Anyways.
Yeah, no, I forgot about that. Stop doing that.
You see, like, just meat by itself, period, too.
Go where? Right now?
Oh. Is Mega Man 9 coming out this Wednesday?
I don't know. It's today Wednesday? Today's Tuesday.
No, it is coming out Monday, the week of Monday, October 6th, so no. But something is coming out tomorrow. I forgot what it was.
Speaking of October, I have a little fact of the day, fact of the week for you, you people. Somebody told me at school that, you know, Not Scary Farm?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No, I've never been there during that time.
It's Not Scary Farm. What the heck? I'm a
Linux.
No, I'm looking at one up right now at the Mega Man thing while thinking about Not Scary Farm, what I'm about to say. And I see Flash ad, banner ad for I'm a PC. And you know those roll over to watch the videos?
Yeah, it pops.
You got Bill Gates with his like his fake pretend like modest car. That's not probably really his car, with like a bag of groceries, and then you got like a hippie artist, and you got like a web designer with a girl in the back. Two girls in the background. Whoa, Microsoft.
They paid for two.
Whoa, yeah. Well,
how much
are
the paying for?
Gotta roll this one over. Then you got a little African kid.
I'm a PC,
dance.
And I studied the law.
I'm a PC, and I make funky dope music all around the world.
I'm a PC and I wait.
I'm a PC and I play the music. PC.
Wait, I'm gonna let you hear this.
I'm a PC and I study the law.
I'm a PC and I make funky dope music all around the world.
Funky dope music.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm PC.
I make
funky and I design dope. Clothes.
I'm a PC and I'm a sneaker
fan. I'm a PC and I like to dance.
I'm a PC and I'm a professional
gamer. I'm a PC and I got paid a good amount of money to make a fool out of myself on national TV. That's literally what these people are doing.
I got paid $5 to be in a commercial.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
I like to dance. I'm a PC. I'm a PC and I have cerebral palsy, but I still use PC.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, back to my little fact of the week. Somebody told me that on October 23rd, if you go to Knott's Scary Farm driving a Scion, you get in free.
Really?
It's only like only one time, October 23rd. Not Scary Farm at night. You get in for free, and I think you even get free food.
Wow.
Like a secret thing. Watch, I'm going to look it up right now.
That's like Costco's Easter egg items.
What's that?
I heard from John C. Dvorak that there's certain items in the back of like cheap items that you can find secretly, and they're really, really cheap, like he said, for the wines. That's like one of the examples. Well, he found a really cheap wine, like in the
look
back.
Look! Oh, I heard that on Twitter.
Yeah.
Look at Not Scary Farm Scion Night, 23rd, Southwest Scion. Oh, this is. And my friend has a Scion too. I'm gonna use that.
You should.
Let's see. Scion. Those are those box cars that look like.
Yeah.
Freaking. Retarded cars. Look at watch scionlife.com. I think I'll send it to you right now. Anyways, I'm reading the Mega Man 9 reviews and one up it got an A+.
Ooh.
So
that is good. No, I wonder how much it's gonna cost.
I like Mega Man. Huh?
How much would it cost? Like how many points it would?
Probably like 800. Yeah.
That's alright,
yeah. Did you see on dig.com the,
I don't know what day I registered. That's the 29th. They don't know I'm recording right now.
Oh. Hey, do you know on dig.com?
What? What's that?
Wait, your mom asked you if you registered to vote?
No, something else.
Oh, okay. You know on dig.com? I saw, like, a couple days ago, like, 10 essential, like, applications for your Mac.
Yeah.
And there's one, I guess, it's I like it a lot. It's called Adium. Adium.
What does it do? I remember reading it.
It's a instant message all in one. It's got Yahoo. It's got AIM. It's got MSN Live Messenger. It's got GTalk. It's got ICQ. Like five other ones I never even heard of. It's got MySpace Talk. It has Facebook IM. So I'm using that.
Really?
And then it has an I bookmarked it. I didn't download it yet. It's there's one that's called you record basically anything, like any incoming sound from your computer. So I might use it for podcasting.
Yeah.
Like you can record anything.
Yeah.
But Audio Hijack Pro. Oh, there's a Pro version and there's a free version. Yeah. I'll send that one to you too.
Yeah, I dug them.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. What was it? Yeah, I could do that thing right now, just to get you on the livecast/aircast email.
Livecast.
I put it both right now. In the thing, it should.
Yeah, you're going to the transition phase.
Yeah.
Don't want to get all our viewers in a little...
I'll probably change it officially over to livecast. Huh? I'll change it officially over to livecast when...
We get a viewer?
When we get...
a listener?
On Google first, like the top... or at least on the first page.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now we're on fourth. And it's not even a link to the blog. So I might even have to make a new blog name, too. So, and that means I'd have to make a new, what was it? RSS feed, too. That might split our usage.
Yeah, though. And I'll use my, if you really want to, I'll use my new, iTunes account to submit it. Unless you could do it, like, do the transition.
Yeah, I don't know, we gotta work this out, this thing.
Because I could use it. I could use the my account to submit the because I switched it to Gmail.
I need to know if I could mix two RSS feeds or get them sent, like somehow mix them together so they doesn't split the two different groups.
Jamie Lynn Spears breastfeeding pic scandal.
Okay,
gotta check this out.
Really? You're gonna.
So apparently, Jamie Lynn Spears' baby daddy, Tayzaun Day. No.
Okay, I had enough of that. Let's see. Of course, it's in a Walmart. Freaking rednecks.
Yeah, Bubba! Yeah!
Of course, at a Walmart.
Redneck, we don't like your kind around here. We don't like your kind around here. Have you seen that two guys making out in CNN?
Yeah.
Well, they're pretending to, but it's freaking funny.
Oh.
Wall Street.
Like, they're like, you know, because they got the news anchors and then the two people in the background, like, pretending, two guys.
It
sucks
TMZ.
To be a freaking live anchor reporter.
I think I saw it on TMZ. Or it was something else.
On Dig. I saw it on Dig. I see it on the front page of YouTube.
Wall Street, one of them, Lehman Brothers, right behind me. The parent company of Lehman Brothers filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Or Lehman tries to sell them.
So, what do you think of the Lehman Brothers going bankrupt and having to bail them out?
You know, I think this is a conspiracy. There's something else that's behind this all.
You don't believe in cycles? Economic cycles?
Oh, I do. But
or do you believe that are we going to have an economic
meltdown?
Depression in 2013.
I would rather call it a economic meltdown.
Meltdown? Meltdown. Yes. Meltdown.
Meltdown. Meltdown. It sounds much more hideous. You know, we gotta use that scare tactic.
Mm-hmm. Economic meltdown. Uh-oh. What are we going to become?
What if the whole...
When we transfer to the...
When that alarm America. Goes off, the whole world would see this giant red light siren go off. And everyone has to go in their bunkers and not come out for 50 years.
Wheezy baby.
Economic meltdown.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Anyways.
Do you want to know they sell Sonic toothbrushes in China?
Oh.
You see there, that's our point. It's gone worse.
It's the Sonic effect.
Yes, he's now on toothbrushes. But it kind of seems unofficial. Like, you know, the Chinese have just used whatever image they want. And there's Sonic on a toothbrush.
Why is there a Sonic burger?
The company? Like, it was made before, I think, Sonic the character. Yeah, because I heard Sonic Burgers tried suing Sonic. I mean, well, not Sonic himself.
Oh, like Sega?
Sega, or yeah. Sonic Team? And I don't know what happened to it. Well, that barely looks like... Well, it kind of looks like Sonic, but it looks... It looks like old Sonic in Tails put together. Oh, wait, that's not good at all. Mixing Tails and Sonic as one being? That's not good.
What? The freak is that?
It's Sonic and Tails put together. Sontails. It's kind of...
It's Tonic.
Tonic,
yeah. What the freak is going on? There's something in their water, I'm telling you.
The government
freaking
is
doing
like,
it. I don't know.
They're making them see things they shouldn't see.
They're screwing us over. They're screwing them.
Shouldn't make. That's just not right. Sonic and Tails put together as one. That's the worst of both. I forgot it. Oh, but do you know what is coming out this week for the Xbox Live Arcade? Duke Nukem 3D.
Oh, really?
Yes, that is what is coming out.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Why see it right now?
How about Duke Nukem Forever?
The one that's been out has been
AKA Duke Nukem Never.
The one that's been trying to.
The one that was supposed to come out for like N64.
Yeah. They're like, what? There's a new console made? Oh, well, we gotta wait for another 5 years to make it.
In there. That's what happened to Two Human, and look where that got it.
Yeah.
Because Two Human was supposed to be for the GameCube, wasn't it? Or the PlayStation?
Maybe. I don't know about that one. Do you know there is a rumor about Sonic? You remember Sonic Mega Collection for the GameCube and Xbox?
Good game.
Which was a good compilation of games. It was a good one. But there's a rumor there might be another one coming to 360 and PS3.
What could they possibly scrape up then?
I don't know, because they already
like
used
Sonic,
a lot.
Like the missing rings. What?
They have one game they never really made, but I don't think they
Sonic that. Sonic
remember,
Fighters.
Remember Sonic Crackers?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it was the predecessor. It was the origins of Knuckles Chaotix came from, the idea. Have you heard of that game?
Oh, yeah.
They're stuck together with a ring, and you pull each other. Well, that idea came from Sonic Crackers, which is the worst name for a Sonic game. Crackers, Sonic Crackers.
Crackers into anything except food. I'm eating a cracker is like the worst use of language you could...
It is.
Besides a derogatory term for an Anglo-Saxon, a.k.a. white guy.
Yeah. There's your little video game history of the week.
Nigga, no! Let's see.
And GTA 4 is coming to the PC. With Windows...
Chinatown Wars! I won't play it.
Have you seen the images for it?
Yeah, it looks like crap.
It's going back to their original, the origins, you know, their 2D, their... Oh, what's it called? It's 2D, but it's from a top-down screen, I think, yeah. Yeah, so it's like the old ones.
Okay, yeah, man. This iPod Touch, man, has, like, changed my life. Pandora Radio, oh my god. Like, that thing is so awesome. That thing is, like, the greatest thing. The
greatest app you have?
Yeah. Last.fm sucks on it because it, like, it won't play the music. Huh. It says it's playing, but I don't hear anything. Pandora, perfect.
Here, I got
I prefer Last.fm on my desktop and laptop, but on the
iPhone.
It's the Pandora. Big recommendation. App reviews. Today I'm reviewing Pandora. Sportacular. Twitterific. Wikipanion. The Holy Bible. Remote. 1337 Pawn. White Noise. I thought I deleted this stupid Flycast app. I'm serious.
Have you tried all those apps yet?
I haven't tried I Am All in One.
Really?
Yeah, because... Nah.
Well, I got some more weird news to tell you. And I'll just let you look at that link I sent you. You could describe it for yourself to the listeners.
All right.
Oh my gosh, it is very weird.
I love a marriage. She's my mother. What the fuck? What are they doing? What? They're okay.
PlayStation ads people, are very weird, and warning, they're making it worse.
People, warning. People that are going to college don't know what they want to do. Get into the marketing business, okay? Because there's some major marketing ad campaign problems in this on our culture today.
That includes Sony?
Yes, Sony, Microsoft. Apple's full because they're all doing okay, but that's pretty soon stupid little snarky, I'm a PC, I'm a Apple, are gonna get old too. You know, get into marketing. There's a deficiency in the marketing. I just smell it. I can see it right here. I'm staring at it. Why?
Okay, well, the listeners don't know what it is, but it
You describe it.
It's hard, but
okay, I'll describe it. This is a freaking skinny chick within like layers. Fitting into fat guys.
Layers of fat
fitting
guys.
Into the bottom half, three bottom halves, like you know those little cups that go and fit into each other.
Yeah.
Well, there's like three fat guys, their bottom halves, which is their legs, all the way up to their belt. And then there's a smaller fat guy that fits into that, and then a smaller fat guy that fits into that, and a skinny girl, but her whole body's fitting into it. And then all surrounding her are three of the top halves of the fat guys, and they're like lying there dead, and she's like in a desert type setting, and it says PlayStation 3 in the top left corner, and I think this is a metaphor, actually. An allegory for the social aspects of Sony's marketing situation. No, I'm just playing. I think it's crap.
I think they're trying to say something, but it's too hard to get it.
Sony has always sucked at marketing. Remember those controversial black and white PSP ads?
Billboards in some cities.
And then they had the stupid commercial. PlayStation 3 that ad that. They showed games that didn't even come out yet, like Metal Gear Solid 3, which is like didn't even come out in like 6 months.
Yeah.
And they showed like Gran Turismo.
And there was this one ad they had where it showed a bunch of games that were out or were coming out, but then the music for it was awful. It had it was like the wrong kind of music for an ad like that.
Yeah, man.
And then this one just making it worse, you know. I think I know what they're trying to say. They're trying to say not all gamers are fat guys.
Yeah, that's what I... Wasn't there, like, a thing on Dig that said study shows that online gamers are healthy or something, or not unhealthy?
Maybe it was a coincidence that came out with this recently.
Yeah, official date, people. October 23rd, Scion Day. I wish I had a Scion just for this month.
You could just rent one. Did I give you an idea right there? Rent one.
That'll cost more money than to get into a...
To buy one?
To get into tickets. I got a message on Xbox. I'm checking it via my internet.
Into web links?
CIBC Slayer. I had that guy. He's like a 40-year-old Canadian dude.
Yeah, I remember hearing
for Canadian International Bank Company Slayer. Because he works for the Canadian International Bank. This is my fourth year in the CIBC run for the cure for breast cancer. To all my Xbox Live friends, you supported me most last year. And I need your help again. Please give 10 or 20 bucks at CIBCRunForTheCure.com/all this other crap. Oh, yeah, he's been doing this for, like, spamming this message once a year for the past, like, 5 years.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Why, do you have him on your friends?
No.
Oh.
I don't know about that. He's a spammer. He must be deleted from the system.
I don't know. Something that tells me don't delete him, though, cause just for sentimental value.
Yeah.
Mega Man 9 sells 60,000 in its first day on the Wii.
It's a Wii. It's already out on the Wii. Or in Japan, probably.
I'll read the what the reviews. Oh no, I got an A plus average, but a B plus from. Let's see.
Oh, I want to eat something. I don't know what. Whoa. Let's
eat some wheat bran cereal from Trader Joe's.
Oh yeah, but I don't have any. I went there recently too. Oh yay, DS Organize is coming out. That doesn't involve anyone really, just me and a few other people. Ooh, I can't wait. Did you know the Force Unleashed has come in? It has been released for I think a week or this week.
Anyone talk about it last week?
Yeah. My cousin was just deciding to get Pure or the new Star Wars game, and he went with Star Wars because he's more of a fan of Star Wars than this new IP Pure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I kinda knew he was gonna pick Star Wars than this new
IP. I would save my money for Gears of War 2.
I would
just on a philosophical level.
Yeah. I would wait a year or more just to get one game, because I need to get money for it. I do not buy games at $60 unless there's something really big. I might think about that for Gears. I don't know.
I know Gears is gonna be
that
good,
French though. that IP. I haven't really invested.
You don't have Gears 1, huh?
No, I don't. I'm borrowing it from my cousin though.
Oh, you have it though right now.
I have it. Yeah.
Have you beat it?
I've beaten the story three times.
Have you beat it on, like, freaking hardcore or whatever it's called?
I need to do the last one to get achievements for that. The last difficulty, that's the one I need to do to beat.
Have you played online?
I have, but I haven't got any achievements for that. I'm not much of an online achievement getter or online use at all, really.
Yeah, I'm not really an achievement getter, period.
I try to get those.
I just play online.
I might get online if there's someone I knew, or maybe a fan from our podcast wanted to play us. Then yes, I would.
Randman89 on Xbox
Live, and I'm Badam118 on Xbox Live. BADAM118. Yes.
Yup, challenge me. I hit the well. I don't know if I hit it, but I got somebody that messaged me that saw my video on YouTube. I want to play you. I want to play you on Madden, my nigga.
Do you know, you need to put a link to, like, the podcast or something in your YouTube link. Because you get a lot of views on those things.
Actually, I don't think I do, but I don't know. I mean, I'll do it, but...
Just say you got a show online or podcast.
I want to target it more to, like, the Dig crowd and the 1UP crowd and the Giant Bomb crowd and the...
They're pretty hard to get because those... They have people that they know, like...
Yeah. Game
critics that are pretty well known.
That's why I also want to make a podcast, like... of other stuff too.
Yeah.
To target it at another crowd.
We need people though that are other people.
And this crowd, I mean, this podcast will be targeted for like tech and gaming. But I want to make another, like, kind of just like talking about just like news, like
we were going to do that once, remember?
I want to do like a news and then maybe like a economic or political kind of one. I also want to make a sports podcast.
We would need other people to help on those.
I know the perfect two, at least two people that would be perfect on the sports podcast.
Get some people, I'll set it up for you.
He just doesn't have, I don't think he has internet. No.
Or Xbox Live internet. I mean, I could do the things.
He has the first Xbox.
And I would be interested to hear what you guys have to say. But
my friend lied. He lied. He's like, oh, I got Xbox Live, added him, and then like a week later, I came back. Okay, I've been trying to add you, man, and I can't. And it's like, oh, I mean, it's this name, and then
and again, you do.
And, like, I tried adding him, and it didn't work. And he's like, oh, well, I mean, I got Xbox on the Xbox Live on the first Xbox, you know, and it's still supposed to work. Oh, I canceled because my mom be getting on there and she'd be playing that game, Bejeweled, and man, you just can't get her off. I'm like, what?
That's why you have to know how to put a button key password, like up, down.
Yeah, I don't. I think he's just lying because he also lied about having a cell phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know why he lies though. He just doesn't have to. He actually goes with Bonita.
Really?
He right plays now? On the varsity football team. Actually, I think you've seen him on one of my YouTube videos. Toy.
Oh, free game. I just saw a free game right now. Suffering now free on Filefront. Must get free game. Must get free game. Must get free game.
Well, yeah, you gotta show me how to... Well... I'm trying to think... I don't think that would work with this one guy doing a podcast because he doesn't have, like, I don't think he has internet. The other guy I could do on Xbox Live, but the concept of, like, recording our conversation and putting out as a show would be kind of weird to him.
Really?
The one that,
is he not used to stuff like that? Would he...
He doesn't, probably doesn't know what a podcast is.
Yeah. Whoa, 1 gig.
If I say it's like a show, he just, like, laugh.
Really?
An internet show. Well, he wouldn't laugh, but he'd be like, okay, Randy. Someday. When I make it to ESPN. I'm just kidding. Oh, actually, my other friend might be, but I never really talked to him. Some old friend. He wants to go into communications. He wants to be like a sports announcer.
Yeah, that would be a start for him.
About
I would like to do more podcasts, you know, but my range outside of technology and games goes down drastically.
And then just a random podcast.
Random, I could do. Do you know, I kind of... You remember, like, one of my friends, Ellen, was trying to do a show? I need to get a camera. Do you know, I wanted to... I don't know if I could... Would you let me borrow maybe your camera or you be there? Because I want to do a short show thing with him. Because he's funny.
Oh, is it Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon Butler. Man, that guy is unpredictable. And
there's a kid. There's a guy we know. His name is Brandon Butler. Also, he's black.
I record some videos.
Small black guy.
Yeah, but you should not
call him B-Ray. Black.
He'll get mad at you. Yeah.
Oh, that you're Brandon?
Brandon Butler. My Brandon Butler.
The
one I know.
You call him black and he gets mad?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Asian!
Yeah. You know, but he's funny, you know. If you get past that, he's funny. You know, unpredictable.
Speaking of...
He'll say things whenever he wants.
Challenged people. I got a text from that, you know, like yesterday. Hello, it's Eric.
Has he mentioned anything new today?
No. It's just reminding me that he's Eric. That's it.
Yeah, and he likes water sports, and he wants to know if you like water sports.
No, he doesn't want to know if I like water sports. He asked, do I water sport?
Oh, that changes the answer completely.
That can be a sick question. Anyways, people that don't know, it's been a continuing saga.
Randy got his own stalker.
Just go back a couple episodes and I break it down for you. Okay.
I'm downloading right now a full game, The Suffering, online for free. I don't know why, just because it's free and I want to save it for later. You know, I kind of feel like I'm like a squirrel or a chipmunk saving food for winter. I'm just downloading those free games, just saving them for later.
Oh.
And I might not even play them. Well, maybe not now. Let's look at the new releases of games coming out. I want to know. Actually, I forget. I go to my new releases. To check my new release dates at giantbomb.com.
You could add. Oh, okay. Tell me, list it off.
All right. Let's see. There is Viva Pinata that came out.
Anything important?
Let me see. Anything big? Spore. That's something. I want to try that game. No. Yeah, I don't see too much here. TNA Impact. Mm-hmm. No. Rock Band 2, okay, that came out last week. Rock Band 2.
Rock Band 2 must get the pack.
The whole bundle. Only the disc has come in, came out last week.
Oh my god. I'm only getting that game for 2 songs.
What?
I'm buying that game because of 2 songs.
Which songs are they?
Everlong by Foo Fighters.
Uh-huh.
Which is a magnificent piece. And Chop Suey by System of a Down. Let me give you a little preview of him. I can just imagine.
Give us a little preview. We need a preview.
Hopefully you can hear it.
I've heard sounds before from the computer, so.
Here's Everlong. It's a nice, slow, contemporary. Actually, let me send you the YouTube link so you could play it.
No, but I heard it.
I'll send you this other one then. Chops.
Mega Man 9 came out yesterday for the Virtual Console, I think. Yeah. Kirby Superstar. You remember playing?
Yeah, they redid it for
the DS. Yeah, but I think the original version is a lot better. Because if they include the co-op play, then it'll make the game better in the DS version. Because that co-op play in Kirby Superstar for the Super NES, that was a great game.
It was.
Oh my gosh, that was a very good game. If they sold that game for a console and remade it better, I'd buy it. I would. For 800 points.
I'd buy Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, well, there is. Chrono Trigger is coming out for the DS, but it's not really. It's the original looking game. They added some new things. I think maybe some dungeons. You know? I don't know. I want to buy it, because I want to support Chrono Trigger, so maybe one day if enough people buy it. Sorry, the music played. If enough people buy it, they might say, well, people are interested in a Chrono Trigger sequel or a remake. You know, I want that to happen. So, people go buy your Chrono Trigger for your DS.
Best RPG ever.
Yes.
Period.
PSN. Okay, Mega Man 9 is coming out for Xbox Live Arcade October 1st. Why do they have it twice? Oh, and I heard online that you could buy the box art for Mega Man 9, and it'll come with a fake cartridge, and it'll give you a code for whatever system you have. What are you doing with your guitar?
I'm reflecting my computer screen.
Oh. I see. What is that that application you have up? The little one.
That is the screen of the window that I can see myself in.
Oh. It looks so small. Mine's bigger.
Yeah.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
See?
Do you know what else is coming out? Disney Sing It, bundled with a microphone. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's crap.
It shows a picture of Hannah Montana, probably.
Does it have Jonas Brothers?
No, but they do have the Naked Brothers band has their own
what
DS
What are
game.
They? That's wrong.
I know. They.
I don't know what they are. They're, like, they're...
Nickelodeon.
The name's wrong,
this.
But...
Nickelodeon.
You know The Onion, right?
Yeah, The Onion. Yes, they're... They're serious news.
They're accurate when they did that little parody article about Hannah Montana using losing entertainment value. All the entertainment value will be depleted out of her by 2012.
I believe that. I truly do.
And I see it. I see the effects when my sister has no longer any interest for her.
Has no longer grip on her.
And it's now her now thing is Jonas Brothers, some Mexican chick. What is she? I don't know. She's like the Mexican Hannah Montana. She's like Selena something. I don't know. Anyways,
Hannah Montana pop star exclusive. You see, that game's gonna knock off a few months off of her life, off her career, right there for the Nintendo DS. Mm-hmm.
She has no talent anyways, but someone with no talent that is being overplayed is bound for disaster.
Okay, I know the official date when Rock Band 2 with the bundle. Oh, no, that's a PS3.
October 20-something?
It's October... the PS3 version is October 19th.
Oh, that's the same as Xbox, huh?
It probably, but it didn't show it together with the Xbox.
That's kind of weird how they didn't release a bundle earlier because,
Hey, I wonder
Guitar Hero
how do they do
on
it that way?
World Tour is coming out October, right?
I believe so. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm still looking. And Little Big Planet is coming October 21st. You know, if I had a PlayStation 3, I'd buy that game. I could buy a PlayStation 3 just for that game.
Yeah.
The videos I've seen of it, I would really enjoy just making levels, playing, doing crazy things. Oh, and then Far Cry 2 is coming out October 21st. Do you know, it seems like the game's not getting enough.
Far Cry, oh my god, that game looks awesome.
It seems like it's not getting enough media for it. It's
yeah,
just, it doesn't,
I don't care, I want that game. I want that game, and if Mirror's Edge looks good, oh my gosh.
Have you even tried a Far Cry game?
Nope, but that game looks awesome.
You know, well, looks can be deceiving. It probably is
I'm not gonna buy it.
Oh.
Unless it gets like A pluses across the board. And there's maybe a demo, but I'm not just gonna go and buy it like I did with Battlefield.
That would give me an impression of what it's gonna be like.
Battlefield was one of those impulse buys, like I just had money, I'm like, oh, it's got good reviews. I do that one mistake always. One mistake. At least one time in the console cycle. I buy one game that's like
so you don't that. So most of the time you don't screw yourself with that that impulse buy, except for one time you only screw yourself.
I don't know why I did it. I mean, I'm not like regretting it, but it's not a game that I like go to right away, you know.
What
it's
was your there. Last your GameCube impulse buy?
Oh my god, I had so many. I had a lot of those. I remember I bought WWF. Yeah. Not WWF. There was a WWF or WWE game that was like the wrestlers were driving cars.
What?
And it was like Twisted Metal. It was like, I don't know what it was, but they like they were in cars and they had to destroy each other.
Seriously? You bought
yes.
that?
Yes.
I don't remember playing.
It was like called Wrecking Point or something.
Oh, I remember hearing the name.
WWF like wrecking something.
But I do not remember playing it.
Oh, you do or you don't?
I don't remember, but I remember hearing the name.
It was like
coming out of your lips. Saying wrecking. Look at
app updates. I got two.
Oh. And do you know what's coming out? October 28th is Fallout 3.
Yeah, I don't think I'll buy that.
I liked Oblivion, and I probably will like.
Yeah, Fallout you can buy 3. That one.
Yeah, I probably will in the future, but not when it's released. And there's nothing really else, you know. November. Gears of War is coming out. Limited edition is coming out November 7th. Call of Duty World at War, November 11th. Mirror's Edge, November.
That was in October.
First.
When's Fable coming out?
Oh, I passed that. That's in October.
Yeah, that's October, okay.
I just passed Guitar Hero. It's coming out October 26th. World Tour.
Yeah, okay, that's 2 days after my.
And October 21st is Fable 2. Are you gonna do anything for your birthday?
Look it. Here's a live update of an app. They couldn't keep the Wikipedia W anymore, so they had to change it.
Really?
For Wikipanion? I guess it's like a trademark.
They copyright a W?
See the Wikipanion?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, where's it at?
It's an A. It's still,
No.
It's just an A. I see it now.
Oh, it's gone now.
No, but well, I did it. It was a W.
And then I have one for White Noise that needs to be updated.
Okay, Chrono Trigger for the DS is coming out November 25th.
Yes, over 20 high-quality sounds. You? Oh, Chrono Trigger?
November 25th. That is in... What, 2 months? No, like
pretty,
a month.
Pretty good.
And Portal Still Alive is expected in 2008.
I was gonna get that, but once I found out it was just an add-on to the old levels, I'm not gonna get it.
Are you sure it's an add-on to the old levels?
I heard that Portal Still Alive is a standalone game with extra levels, like, or missing levels or something.
I still have to see for myself. I
thought it was just new levels.
Yeah, do you know, it sounds like it. Portal still alive. Yeah. It does sound like a, extra.
It's not a sequel, it's just like a little,
it's packed with more content, but it's not a sequel. It's probably more puzzles.
What do you call the World of Warcraft? The Wrath of the Lich King?
An expansion pack?
Expansion. It's just like
an expansion. It's a standalone expansion pack.
Yeah. White noise, don't you do no no dun dun. White noise, don't you do no no dun dun. White noise, don't you do no no dun dun. White noise, don't you do no no dun dun. White noise.
I'm tired of just looking at that.
I have a soda report.
Soda?
For the first time yesterday, I drank Sprite in like 2 years.
Really?
It's like the only cold beverage in the refrigerator, so.
The last soda I had was a few weeks ago, and it was Coca-Cola. Or Pepsi. What was it? No, Diet Pepper.
That is blasphemous. I'm just kidding.
Do you know, I like juice more than soda. You know, juice.
Oh, yeah, me too. I don't like soda, period.
And if
I'll tolerate Sprite / 7-Up, but not Mountain Dew, because that shrinks your nuts. I'm just kidding. It shrinks your testosterone count. Your sperm count? I don't know.
Sperm count, I don't know. Yeah.
White noise.
I mean flat juice, flat soda.
White noise. White noise.
That's awesome. They got a sprinkler.
Hey, so what are you doing this weekend then? And there's silence.
This weekend? Well, oh no, that's next Friday.
Tuesday. I mean Thursday.
No, because Friday.
Thursday could be a start of something.
Next Friday, I was probably going to go to Scary Farm. Would you want to come? Scary Farm.
I should try at least once. Yeah, I've never been to it before.
You slut!
How dare you? What?
Some girl.
I'm gonna dress up as a schoolgirl for Halloween with my tiny skirts.
Oh, yay.
Anyways, yeah. You should go to a Scary Farm. But, what's next Thursday?
But, no. This Thursday. We should start something this Thursday.
Our video cast?
Yes.
Just kidding. Oh, okay.
Well, I'm busy the Thursday through unannounced date.
Probably not. Probably I'm not gonna go. I was gonna go to the USC. No, I'm not USC. USC, boo! USC, boo! Boo! University of second choice. Boo! University of spoiled children. Boo! Go UCLA. I'm just kidding. No, I was gonna go to the UCLA game to see them play against Fresno State. I don't even know their mascot, Fresno State. What are they? But I don't think I'm going because nobody's told me about it. So.
I think we should finish up, but there's one last news I would like to mention. Did you know Halo 3 is going to have new achievements? Because they're adding
I was reading
update.
That, and I got too caught up in talking about OJ. Yeah.
I saw the achievements for it. It's legit.
Yeah, what are they? Can you name them off, or is it like a...
There's a list, an actual video image of them.
Oh, okay. Read them off, or send me the link. Wait, is it on Dig, or...
No, wrong one. I just remembered 1UP reminded me of this link. It's a different one from what I saw.
Free, legal, and online. Why Hulu is the best new way to watch TV. Remember people like, even Leo was like talking about Hulu being so horrible. Now it's like good, even though I never use it because I don't watch TV.
I used it Sunday to watch Bones, the show.
Oh, I never seen that show.
I don't know.
I like that. I guess TV died for me.
Yeah, me too. I'd rather see like, it online. And I
TV really don't. Died for me. Like, what the only time I watch TV is like when it's football. Man versus Wild. Pardon the Interruption, which is a sports analysis. You should watch their show one time, or download their podcast. Even if you don't like sports, like their connection and their chemistry, with their arguments and their topic points are pretty good. Good format to follow for a podcast. What else do I watch? My sister and mom were watching Dancing with the Stars yesterday, but
you still watch that?
I don't watch that. You know what's sad is American Idol. More people vote for American Idol than the president. One factor might be because it's texting. Text voting.
Yeah.
But then if people do that for presidents, it'd be like, oh my god, no, you miscounted. There's an error. Since Al Gore invented the internet, he should be able to know how to make a secure internet voting database.
I'm still looking up for the Halo 3 title achievements.
Oh, I thought this is what you sent me.
No, what was it? It's just showing.
It just shows the flaming head.
that's something else.
Which is a dead giveaway when you're in playing Team Snipers. Stupid.
Yeah, I thought about that. Let me see. Images. The heck? Just some random stuff. How hard is it to find the new achievements? I just saw it. Okay, here I found TechCrunch. Crunch Gear. TechCrunch. Where is that? Oh, and there's also gonna be, I think, a new map pack coming for Halo.
Oh, that's always good news.
Yeah. It's the one I just looked at.
How long, what's the runtime for this deal?
Oh, man, I don't know. Let's see. Hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad, I guess. Do you have a following on Dig?
I have a following, yeah, but I don't. I got around 200 people following, and it continues. The more and more I dig, just other things. Do you know what I should do? I should dig our podcast.
Send a shout. Can you send a shout?
Yeah, I could send a shout too.
Send a shout to like people to listen.
I have a bunch of gamer people on that I've added. Here, look, there's the achievements right there.
Joystick.
There's a list of more achievements I saw, but
joystick blog. Flag dropped. What? That's an achievement?
They're mostly multiplayer achievements, you know.
I probably get those without even knowing.
Yeah.
Anyways, any last closing statements?
Like
my philosophy teacher always ends the class. Questions, concerns, bafflement. Nothing.
Wait, how many classes do you have?
Four.
Four. Oh.
Teachers.
What time do you go in for class? The first class.
For which day? Monday and Wednesday, I go in at 11:30.
Oh. I thought you went in late earlier. I don't know.
No, today today and Thursday, I go in at 8:15. And I get out at 12.
Oh, man, where's that link? Sorry.
No, I got to play that last week.
Yeah. I could just put something.
I remember. I'll send you the link to what to put play at the end. Let's see if I find it.
All right, we should wrap this up. Giving yourself some plugs.
Yep, randman89@gmail.com. Email me, I'll email you back personally. Just kidding.
His bots will do it for you, or he'll block you. No.
My personal indentured servant. To be politically correct. He's Filipino, and his name's Juan.
Let's see. I am on dig.com. I am Batum89 on Twitter. Twitter.com/Batum. Just Google our podcast. You find it right now in its current state. Google Aircast is the easiest way to find it. And what else? I have Giant Bomb Profile. I think you should get it. Get it. Profile. No. It's a great site. Yeah, and they're not paying us to say that. Wink. Wink. No. Yeah, just look me up on Xbox Live. BADAM182. Alright.
RANDMAN89. Yep. And, Yep.
I think it was kind of slow this week, but it was better than one of the other ones we did recently.
Yeah, no, this is better than last week's. I think last week's was a failure. Was it last week? Yeah, last week was
Nintendo Girls.
Pleased with that one. No.
It was before that.
No, though, the one before one. Yeah, one of them I didn't like, but...
Yeah, me either.
Let's just... so this is Livecast, A&R.
You know, we got those down, up and down days.
Signing off.
Oh, and logging off.
Yeah.
Like, wait, signing out. Signing out.
And
signing out.
Wait. You say.
Yeah. I say signing out.
And logging off. Yeah. All right.
I'm cool. I am.